This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new LGBTQ plus community center is open today in Colorado Springs. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
The PRISM Community Collective will provide access to mental and physical health providers using a $5 million grant secured after the shooting at Club Q. The federal grant is specifically for communities to set up support services after a mass shooting. Stoney Roberts is the site director of PRISM.
What we're trying to do here is really listen to those underlying things that people are saying. Like, I knew you need to find an affirming doctor, but sometimes, like, it's just so hard to start. I don't even know where to start.
Roberts says the center will serve the general public as well as Club Q survivors and victims' families. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Metro Denver is losing a lot of construction jobs, more than other metro areas tracked by the federal government. Jordan Miller of property consultant Ryder Levitt Bucknall says there's a big drop-off in apartment construction in Denver's Rhino neighborhood.
Now we're seeing the cranes sort of migrate.
The end of the apartment building boom and a slowdown in growth that started in the pandemic are contributing factors, but the downward trend is now 8 months long. Housing prices in the state's second largest city hit a new record high last month. The Pikes Peak Association of Realtors reports the median price for a single-family home in May was $499,000. That beats the previous Colorado Springs record of $495,000 set in June of 2022. The median price for townhouses and condos sits at $340,000. Housing prices typically rise during the summer. This is CPR News.